Welcome to this deep dive. When you're painting a room, there's like this comfort in knowing it's totally temporary. You pick the wrong shade of blue and you just paint over it.
Yeah, it's a super low stakes reversible errand.
Exactly, a weekend fix. But step into the world of kitchen renovations and countertops specifically, and that safety net is just gone. I
Yeah.
mean, we're talking about massive slabs of stone that are drilled, glued, and effectively married to your
Oh
house.
yeah, it's a permanent, very high stakes decision.
And if you're navigating this for the first time, picking that perfect stone is frankly daunting. So today, our mission is to cut through the showroom sales pitches.
Right.
We're using a comprehensive guide by stone specialist Unika Blate to really break down the practical differences between natural and engineered stones, so you can make a choice that actually, survives your daily life.
Well, the best place to start is the classic foundation dream, which is natural stone. The main appeal is the uniqueness. Like, no two slabs of natural stone, whether it's granite, marble, or travertine, are exactly alike.
Right, they're completely unique to the earth.
Exactly. But that beauty comes with geological realities. Granite, for instance, is incredibly durable and heat resistant, but it is porous at a microscopic level.
Wait, so it actually absorbs things?
Yeah, it requires periodic sealing, otherwise it just drinks up moisture and stains right away.
So microscopically, natural stones are essentially dense geological sponges waiting to soak up whatever you spill on them.
That is a very accurate, if slightly terrifying, way to put it.
It makes having natural stone feel a bit like owning a, I don't know, a beautiful but high maintenance pet. Like they bring this unique character to your home, but you have to constantly look after them.
Marble is actually a perfect example of that. It's a baker's dream because it naturally stays cool for rolling out dough,
Oh, right.
but it's physically soft. So if you spill lemon juice or tomato sauce, the acid literally etches into the stone.
Yikes. Okay, and what about travertine? Because it gives you that gorgeous, rustic Mediterranean look, but the guide notes it's highly porous. Like, why is it so much worse than granite?
Well, travertine is actually formed around mineral hot springs. And during that process, natural gas bubbles get trapped inside the rock.
Wow.
Yeah, it creates this honeycomb of microscopic holes, so it's literally structured like a sponge.
That sounds disastrous for a kitchen.
It can be if you aren't doing the water drop test, literally dropping water on the counter to see if it beads up or absorbs, just to check your sealant, you're basically going to live in constant fear of spilled red wine.
Okay, since most of us don't want to panic every time we pour a glass of wine, how do we solve this porosity problem?
This is exactly where we pivot to engineered stones. Take quartz, for example. It's not a solid slab pulled straight from the earth.
Right, it's manufactured, isn't it?
Yeah, by combining natural quartz crystals with resins, that non-porous nature is really the superpower here. It means bacteria and liquids literally cannot penetrate the surface.
So no sealing required.
And then at all.
Wait, but if quartz is partly made of resins, which are, essentially plastics, wouldn't taking a screaming hot pan off the stove and setting it down just melt the counter?
Yeah, I mean, it won't melt, but you will trigger what's called heat shock.
Heat check.
Yeah, the sudden extreme temperature shift causes those resins to expand rapidly, which can actually physically crack the stone right down the middle.
Oh my gosh. So if quartz hates extreme heat, is there an engineered option for the heavy cook who wants to put a hot cast iron skillet right on the counter?
Well, porcelain is the rising star there. It's fired at insanely high temperatures during
Right,
manufacturing.
making it super tough.
Exactly. It makes it totally heatproof and UV resistant, which is actually perfect for outdoor kitchens too.
But there's a catch, right?
Always. Well, it's incredibly hard on the surface. The slabs themselves are quite thin. The installation process is highly delicate.
Like it could break during setup.
Yeah, it's really prone to fracturing when being cut, meaning you absolutely need an expert professional to install it.
Okay, so let's play lifestyle matchmaker and apply this to your actual kitchen habits. If you're that heavy cook constantly slamming down hot pans and chopping vegetables, you need raw durability.
For sure. For that lifestyle, granite or porcelain are really your best bets. They handle the heat and the heavy tools without flinching.
Right. But what if you have a busy household? There are
Yeah.
kids running around, spills happening constantly, and those spills might just sit there for a few hours before anyone wipes them up.
Then quartz is the ultimate low-maintenance champion for that chaos.
Because it won't stain.
Exactly. It completely forgives those ignored spills.
And if you're someone designing a show-stopping classic space, prioritizing pure luxury, and you really don't mind meticulously wiping up every single drop of citrus,
then marble is your match. I mean, it elevates the design as long as you embrace the upkeep.
It really just boils down to a fundamental trade-off, doesn't it? Like the unique natural character that demands a little babysitting versus the consistent engineered durability that forgives your daily messes.
It really does. Knowing your own habits is the most critical step before you commit to a slab.
Absolutely. Which leaves you with one final thing to ponder before making this massive, permanent decision. Think ahead to when you might sell your house in 15 years. Will that invincible engineered quartz look like a dated trend from the past, while the natural etched marble simply looks like it has acquired a beautiful, historic patina?